Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Kernaghe. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Nolan Richardson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Carraway, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Kernaghe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernaghe strikes out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone takes first base on ball four. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Rule and he is out, Rogel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Norman now playing center field. Johnny Watwood now playing right field. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carraway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr takes first base on ball four. Watwood moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Watwood. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Watwood steals third. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Koenig. Watwood scores. Kerr moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norman. Rule reaches second base with a double. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges bunts in front of the plate. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. Rule moves to third. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rule scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Norman. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Stone goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Walker reaches second base with a double. Alexander scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Bob Weiland now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogel. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Rogel steals second. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Norman, who is chasing the ball. Richardson reaches third base with a triple. Rogel scores. It's 6-1, Tigers. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rule hits a line drive into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-0 in the game. Bridges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Koenig strikes out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Stone is hit by the pitch. Bridges moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Bridges moves to third. Stone moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whatwood moves to third. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Tate reaches second base with a double. Whatwood scores. Appling scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiland for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Richardson hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rule hits a line drive into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue strikes out. 1 out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 1 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Norman moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Whatwood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate fires to first and picks off Bridges. 1 out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Koenig hits a fly ball towards center. Norman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Norman. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Stone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Koenig moves to second. Frank Grubb now catching. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Koenig moves to third. Stone moves to second. Red Faber now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. 2 outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rogel hits a fly ball towards right. Whatwood settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Whatwood. Rogel moves to second. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to third. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Blue moves to third. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Bill Norman. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Smee Jolly now playing left field. Lou Fonseca now playing right field. Johnny Whatwood now playing center field. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bridges is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Koenig reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 7-3, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Koenig moves to third. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Koenig scores. It's 8-3, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Red Faber. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Smee Jolly now playing right field. Lou Fonseca now playing left field. Grant Bowler now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rogel strikes out. 1 out. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bowler, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Rule hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bridges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.